When the NSA is illegally diverting shipments of laptops and keyboards to install malware and spyware on Americans' computers, when the police in Milwaukee have a rogue officer who's illegally, anally raping young black men, when the IRS is fighting efforts to unmask Karl Rove and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's illegal political money laundering machine, maybe it's time for America to wake the fuck up. I'm Hart D. Fisher, and I'm about to give you a motherfucking heart attack.
Fuckers, I think this opening kind of trips you out. No, you're not listening to a rerun. And yes, my voice sounds like utter shit. Why does it sound like utter shit? Because I'm Hart Fisher, and we're recording this one from my house in Blue Island, Illinois, where I grew up as a kid, and I can't find my mom's iPad with the Skype on it, so we're going to have to record this baby landline style, old school, huh, Josh?
Sounds like shit.
Yeah, I know, right? Tell me about it.
I've heard worse.
And we have a guest, the Marquis de Suede, Alex Jowski, this week.
Yeah, apparently Alex had a little run-in with YouTube. But before we get too deep into it, I'm going to give you guys a little adventure of getting out here. My mom has been out to visit me for the holidays, and so she's been out for about 3.5 weeks in Los Angeles, which is how we had her as a guest, because she was out there with me in L.A. And so she's been out here, and while she's been out here, her fucking cats tore up her house. So I get in last night at about, I don't know, we get in like 11:30 midnight, and I'm on LA time, which is a couple hours behind, and I had to get up at 5 a.m. here in Chicago. And I normally, on Chicago time, I'm normally going to bed at 6 a.m., and I had to get up at 5. Oh, God, I get here, and the fucking cats have shit and pissed and puked all over the goddamn house, including filling up the fucking bathtub with shit. So I started off my evening in Chicago last night, sending my mom off to bed and cleaning up bathtub full of shit, and then racing for the shower because I couldn't find anything else to open at night, so I ate some White Castles, and those dudes weren't fucking sliders. They were explosivo.
Well, what do you expect with White Castle? And so
I haven't had one for a while. I don't like them. I'm a guy who doesn't like White Castle, but McDonald's makes me physically ill. Like, no joke. It makes
McDonald's
me ill. I don't know
food.
What they're doing to it.
McDonald's is not food. McDonald's is a food-like substance.
Yeah, it's garbage. So then my mom's like, well, would you like Burger King? And I'm like, no, I can't eat that shit either. So I went with the White Castle that was I grew up with a White Castle down the street from my mom's place, so I went over there, and they had rebuilt it and everything, and it was still the same little garbage food I remember, but the fries were better, and, you know, I can't stand that steamed bun thing where it's, like, kind of, like, gooey, you know? I like bread to be like bread.
I've actually never had White Castle. I know out in, when I used to live on the West Coast, they sold White Castle in grocery stores that you could microwave, but that's not the same as actually eating in a restaurant.
It's
so
nothing like eating in a restaurant. White Castle hamburgers, a lot of them they're steamed, is my understanding of it. And they also have onions right in the meat. At least it was that way growing up. So now it was a hell of a thing. I haven't had a White Castle in like fucking 10 years. It's been 10 years. The last time.
Because of Hart being in Chicago, that's why we're getting some of the dropouts that we're getting. It's kind of unavoidable this week, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I've got a little thing. Me and Josh both are kind of Iron Men, and we like to show up for work. We don't like to miss a show, do we?
Well, and we did have Alex scheduled, too.
That's true also. Very, very true. Alex, thanks for coming on the show. It's kind of a last-minute thing. For folks at home who don't know, Alex Jowski is the host of several radio shows on Jackalope Radio.
Well, no, he just got Geek Juice Radio on Jackalope. All his other stuff is on Geek Juice.
That's right. That's right. I forget that stuff. I sometimes forget that.
Co-host with Radiodrome on Geek Juice.
If I tease him about being a cocksucker, it's just because I accept Alex's homosexuality completely and wholeheartedly and embrace him as one of the boys.
He'll turn around and call you a breeder.
That's not me, guys. I haven't bred anything except for pain.
Alex, the reason we brought you on, you got hit with that new YouTube copyright strike.
And what is that new? Wait a minute. I don't even know what you mean by new YouTube strike. Is there some change to the YouTube rules or something that?
What happened is YouTube installed new bots, the automatic bots. None of this stuff is seen by a human being. This is all done by computer. They'll go through and look for, say, 20th Century Fox tells them, we want you to flag in a YouTube video that has Homer Simpson in it. So the bots will go through every video on YouTube and flag every video that has Homer Simpson in it, saying, this is owned by 20th Century Fox. You are violating their copyright. And then 20th Century Fox has two options. They can either say you have to take it down, or we get to play 20th Century Fox commercials over your video. Either way, we own the content you put on YouTube. And it's been getting tons and tons of false flags. People,
it doesn't sound like it covers fair use. It does, you know, copyright has a law in it called fair use.
At all.
Understand, copyright is about copyrighting your work so that you own what is done with your work. But according to the law and according to our country, people have the right for fair use, as in you have the right to use some character. Like you can use Homer Simpson in your own cartoon for the purposes of social commentary, criticism, and parody.
YouTube has been inundated with false claims. Now, some of these are just made by the bots themselves not understanding things. Like I said, there's no human looking at this. Some, which we'll get into in a little bit, are being used duplicitously. Alex, show us where the bot touched you.
Yes. It flagged and removed something of mine, saying that I had posted something that's copyrighted by Geek Juice Media and Alex Drowski. And so apparently I violated my own copyright.
Alex, you did not tell their bots to go look for any copyright infringement on your part, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
So they took it upon themselves to say, we will police your copyright even if you don't want us to, right?
Yes, they flagged something.
Is Geek Juice Media Incorporated? Are your copyrights filed under Geek Juice Media?
Well, that's the thing. We haven't filed any copyrights. And the stuff that they flagged saying that Geek Juice Media owns the copyright to was actually public domain footage.
So what it sounds like to me is you've been flagged, like they're going to be harassing you.
Yeah, which is
because
why.
How could you be violating, how could they even have that as a violation of Geek Juice Media copyright if you haven't done a Geek Juice Media copyright?
Yeah,
understand?
I mean, it was Geek Juice stuff because I put my own Geek Juice stuff up there. So
was it posted on the Geek Juice page?
Yes.
So you're saying that they flagged a video of a Geek Juice program on the Geek Juice page because they're saying it infringed Geek Juice?
Video that's on Geek Juice's blip player on the Geek Juice page. I had taken a clip of it and used it on YouTube for promotional purposes to get people to go over to the Geek
Sure.
Juice website.
We got American Horror stuff all over YouTube. If you haven't been on YouTube, we got lots of American Horror stuff up there. I have all my talk shows up on my page at youtube.com/crimepaysheart, and that's H-A-R-T. I've got that stuff, and I'll tell you, I have been flagged for music that I have music releases on. I've had them do that, and I think they didn't even check. They didn't even say, hey, do you have the rights to this? That's a real problem. They don't even query, because I've been involved with unscrupulous people that were trying to steal my characters behind my back. And they had gone so far to try to create a fake story to all of a sudden now my character in my film is all of a sudden a different character. But it's got all of the characteristic trademarks of my character, which involve like a trench coat and a certain kind of briefcase, certain kind of dress, the whole style of the film. And so I had to get a lawyer to do this shit. YouTube made it very difficult for me to exercise my rights. And in fact, this person who did this has been harassing me and stalking me, yet his files, and he's actually been slandering and defaming other people who work with me. And so these other people have contacted YouTube. But for some reason, not only are these videos on there besmirching my reputation, and we've actually had to get YouTube to yank some other videos of my copyright. I had to get a lawyer to do this. Where were the fucking spam bots then?
Exactly. That's part of the problem. you're not asking for them to do this, and they're doing it, you know, for your benefit. And this, what happened to Alex, is not an isolated incident. I have seen from independent content creators all throughout the net that they've been getting hit for violating their own copyright on original works. And that's the problem with these bots. And Alex, I believe you had some problems trying to convince them that you were not in violation of your copyright, correct?
Oh my God, really?
Well, first of all, I wasn't even in violation of my own copyright because the clip I'd used was of a public domain film. So it's nothing that Geek Juice could have had a copyright on anyway. And so I sent them a thing. I dispute this because I'm Geek Juice, you know, and this is public domain anyway. And they sent me an email that said, we will investigate this. And then they got another email a couple of days later saying, Geek Juice still disputes this claim. I'm like, no, they didn't, because I...
Because you are Geek Juice!
Yeah, I never received an email saying that my copyright was being violated.
See, that right there shows how much of a shell game this is. They say Geek Juice is disputing it, where you're going, no, Geek Juice is not disputing it. You're just making shit up at this point.
They said Geek Juice was disputing it? Have you had somebody assume your identity on the web to harass you?
No, never have.
I mean, it's not like you guys are real political. You know what I mean? No. Geek Juice isn't like a huge political show. My wife and I have been talking about the differences in our lives since I've started doing heart attack. Since I've started doing heart attack, we've had issues and harassment I've never experienced before. And guys, I've been harassed before. I've had death. My house has been robbed. And these days, it's been on again with this shit. Luckily for me, I have been through this stuff. I have been through this harassment. But for newbies out there, they really freak.
Yeah, and I don't think this is particularly a case of harassment, because it's just one video out of like 50 or 60 promotional videos I have up there. And it's just one that they flagged.
But I think that's more indicative of the problem with the bots, where if it was an actual person looking at this, they would go, Geek Juice Media posted this thing that ostensibly is owned by Geek Juice Media, so they did not violate their own copyright. Whereas a bot doesn't see that. And then, good luck talking to a fucking person at YouTube.
Yeah, there's no email.
You don't get to talk to a person. It's automated. You have to go through an automated system with automated responses.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy, man. I mean, I've been through it with them, and I had this stalker flag my material. He flagged my material with my character from my comic books in a movie I fucking paid for, you motherfucker! I get so angry about this because this guy cost me some money. I had to go legal on it. It's really a nightmare, and here you are dealing with this, and why? I mean, who do they fucking think they are? Well, guess who they are? They're Google. YouTube is owned by Google. And what have we staged by Google? Well, anybody who uses a Gmail account for their business, knowing they're doing psychological profiles and reading every fucking email, you're setting yourself up to be fucked. I mean, that's what you're doing. And Google owns YouTube, and YouTube is being cranked down. Right now, they are ramping up this idea of copyright protection. They want to add jail terms to copyright infringement. I think that's a big mistake. But in America, they've got a whole privatized prison system, and there's people that make money when you put people in jail. So they're looking for a whole new type of stuff to imprison people on. It's one of the things we've been fighting on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty, because this is the kind of thing where you'd have this arbitrary robot dealing with you like you're in Elysium, and they're going, you've got 5 days to live, here's 4 days of pills.
Well, but then there's also another aspect to this. Some places are using the bot system, knowing that a person is not going to be looking at it, as a way to silence criticism. Wild Game Studio made a game called Day One, Gary's Incident. A guy on YouTube, a YouTube gaming critic named Total Biscuit, specifically asked them, I want to review your game. Can I get a copy? He still got the emails from the CEO. We'd be more than happy for you to review it. Yes, here's the copy. We look forward to seeing your review. His review was negative. So they flagged it as copyright infringement. They've gone through every negative review of their game has been flagged for copyright infringement. Every positive review is left up. It's a way to silence criticism. Get rid of those negative reviews So only the positive reviews stick.
Yeah, no thank you, motherfucker. Is an issue where, is this the first time you've had any of your material flagged?
No. There was one time where it was a review I did for a movie after last season, and it was actually the producer of that film that flagged it. And I'm like, no, this is fair use. And he disagreed with my review. He's like, well, I think it's a good movie. And
that doesn't mean it's not fair use for you to say it's not.
I wasn't going through YouTube, so I had to deal with him personally, and I dealt with Blip, you know, with people at Blip, not a computer. And Blip's like, no, you said fair use, so it's up to him to get a lawyer if he wants to pursue any further action. And the guy never did, so the video
stayed. And, you know, YouTube makes it difficult to contest this stuff. They do make it difficult for you to contest it. I've had to contest, Jesus, on a regular basis with this stalker asshole to the point where he got kicked off of YouTube for a little while. Fuck
but see, Hart, that's part of the problem. They make it so it's almost scarlet letterish. You're guilty until proven innocent. If you're accused of copyright infringement on YouTube, it's your job to prove you didn't do it, not their job to prove that you did.
That's kind of wrong.
The exact opposite of the American legal system, isn't it?
Well, I think part of it too is the fact that Google, besides being the evil fucking empire, they're not putting enough human beings on their breadwinner, YouTube. You know, the Google search engine is not making the money it used to because there's a lot of competing search engines. And then there's a lot of people abandoning them because of their policies and breaking the law. Google breaks the law on a regular basis, folks. We talked about this just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I'm on Josh's ass because Josh has got a Gmail account. And so I've been on Josh's ass about it to change it. You know, it's one of those things where people don't want to believe that there's malicious intent behind a lot of these actions of these big corporations. But there's definitely a reason for this. They have their corporate broadcast partners. They have their own Google TV. They're competition for people like you and me, Josh. They're competition for people like you, Alex. Google TV is your competition. They're not your friend. YouTube isn't your friend. We're in the entertainment business. They are our competition, okay? And so they're going to fuck with you if you start making too many stones. I have never enabled the YouTube revenue program because I felt it was a fucking, I think it's bullshit. You know, the clips are meant to be up there so people can check it out. It's not meant to have a commercial in front of it. And then now they're inserting commercials in the middle of your content. You know, it's like, what the fuck? I just think more and more people are going to walk away. I can't believe there needs to be a big new deal. And I just know that YouTube is kowtowing to the money people. You know, the Hollywood folks are flexing their muscle and they're pissed off, and YouTube is an easy target.
Well, Alex, do you remember in the early days of YouTube when they told the big corporations to go fuck themselves in this and they stood up for the little guy? You remember those days back in, like, 07, 08?
Well, actually, yes, and it was determined at the time that YouTube counts as a service provider. It's the same thing that protects cable companies from individual people that are pirates using their cables, their internet service. For, like, if I'm using Comcast and I get busted for piracy, they can't go after Comcast because
the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Yeah, that protects the providers. And YouTube was found to be a provider, so YouTube would never be held culpable for any copyright infringement that goes on there. It, you know, that it would have to be that one uploader people would have to go after. So YouTube actually doesn't even need these bots. The reason, because YouTube is safe regardless of what any user does. The reason that they do this is because they're in the pocket of big businesses.
I also think maybe I'm going a little conspiracy theory here, but I also think there's a bigger option. I think that Google/YouTube wants to be friends with the companies, say 20th Century Fox, Disney, etc., because they want access to their materials. Because, like you pointed out, Hart, Google TV and whatnot, I think they want to play nice because the independent people like Alex and Hart and I, we're not going to be able to give them anything that they think they can really sell. 20th Century Fox, Disney, and Paramount, now that they can sell. I think they're picking their side. because they want future business with these companies, and so screw freedom of speech.
Oh, they already have current business with them. You've been able to buy streaming movies off of YouTube for the past couple of years.
This is why they're in the pocket, Josh. And you know what? I'm really fucking sick of this fucking term, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. It's a fucking cop-out. I'm ready to bitch slap a motherfucker when they use that terminology. We're not talking about reptilians here, you fucking dildos. We're not talking about fucking HARP going to bring down rain clouds and fucking aliens here. We're talking about a group of businessmen who have gathered together to advance their agenda so they can make more money and they can destroy their competition. That's not a fucking conspiracy. It's a fucking business plan, idiots.
I think the word you're looking for, Hart, is a cabal.
It's not even a fucking cabal. I'm Hart fucking Fisher. I'm here to take over horror, okay? American Horror is my company, my TV channel, American Horrors, that's 24 hours, 7 days a week, as I slide easily into a plug, is free to the whole fucking world, right? It's free, okay? I'm not interrupting my movies with commercials, and our ratings are climbing every fucking month, and they hate that. That's why they fucking hate Alki David. They're trying to shut Alki out. A conspiracy is bullshit. I have a plan to take over the genre of horror. I have gathered to me like-minded individuals, like-minded people who are dissatisfied with the status of horror. So the American Horrors Channel is only the first prong in the attack. I'm here to own this fucking game. And when these assholes want to play hardball, hey, I can play fucking hardball. I can get even harder than them. I can get dirtier and nastier. But we're playing nice right now. We're playing nice. And these guys are cheating. They're a bunch of bully cocksuckers. They're bully motherfuckers that, oh, man, it really pisses me off because this isn't a conspiracy. This is a business plan that they have to destroy their competition, to build themselves up. And, Alex, you're absolutely right. They have been in business for a long time. Has anybody heard about any lawsuits lately from So Viacom has repeatedly sued YouTube over these issues, repeatedly. And that's why you do see a lot of these characters yanked down ruthlessly, because they've had their asses sued off.
YouTube is in business with a lot of the big film companies, because if you search a movie title on YouTube, if you're looking for a trailer or a clip or anything, the first thing that will always come up is, you can watch this movie for $2.99 on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, okay, just from a film fan perspective, and I'm not saying pirate the movie, what I'm saying is, would you want to pay $2.99 to watch that movie on YouTube, on your computer, streaming in less than stellar quality, or just pay the $10 for the fucking DVD and get all the extras too? I don't know. To me, I mean, I get it, Alex, why you like Netflix and stuff, but to pay to just watch the one movie that's almost half the price of buying the actual DVD, that's just lazy to me.
It's stupid. It's fucking stupid. And you're not even getting a good quality, because everybody talks about that. And you know what? You're not getting HD quality from fucking YouTube. Do you really think you are? Because, one, most of the time, they're ripping this shit from a DVD. When you get a movie on a DVD, folks at home who are Luddites, who don't understand technology, you're getting a compressed film. You're not getting a full, that's the whole point of Blu-ray, so you could get a more uncompressed picture. So when you're watching this shit on YouTube, that fucking shit ain't in HD, motherfuckers. I mean, it's very rare when you ever see anything of real serious quality. And then, have you got really good bandwidth? Because I unless you're in a dorm in college, I don't watch shit on my computer. When I get off my computer, I'm done with work. I'm going home. Well, on that note, guys, I think it's appropriate for us to play something totally, totally satanic. This next song coming up is something from Dark Funeral, and you guys heard it first here on Heart Attack. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Heart Attack. The guy with the shitty voice is Hart D. Fisher. Me was from an amazing, amazing band called Dark Funeral. If you're into satanic, dark stuff, you need to check these fucking guys out. I did a music video for them back in 2008. It's banned on YouTube. And you can only see it at the AmericanHorrors.com page in the music section. So, Alex, have you heard about this new thing here in Chicago? Apparently, the Chicago Archdiocese is going to be releasing the sex abuse files of all the clergy and how they handled hiding child molesters from prosecution with the law.
Well, I'm glad they're releasing that, you know, get some closure for some people and, you know, be open with all the stuff that they've kept just hidden for all these years and let all that abuse go on. And I think it's a step in the right direction.
It is the right direction. Problem is, will the kids or the parents of the kids be able to sue over it? Or will, because I have to think the church looked at the statute of limitations to go, yeah, we admit we did it, but you can't do anything about it.
Well, this has happened in Chicago, not because of the new fucking pope, because I'm sick of hearing about new pope. You know what, folks? New pope is about as fucking good as the new cope. It doesn't do shit. They haven't done anything. It talks nice. He's got a great ad campaign. But until they settle this, a worldwide pedophilia network, let's face it, folks, the Catholic Church is a worldwide pedophilia network that hides pedophiles and child rapists from the long arm of the law. And in fact, they obstruct justice. They have done it repeatedly. I have repeatedly wondered and asked aloud, how come the Catholic Church has not been busted for RICO? How come they haven't been busted for aiding and abetting after the fact? Because this woman here in Chicago, she found out that her 8-year-old son was molested by a priest at his communion party. And it took her 11 fucking years to get them to release this shit. And here's what she said, all right? Here's what Kathy has to say, whose 8-year-old was molested at his communion party and more. There are so many people who think the church did nothing wrong or that they did the best they could at the time, she said. I don't believe that. I want people to see exactly what happened and how these priests were protected. Do you understand? I don't understand how a house of God could protect a child molester, a child rapist, yet they repeatedly did it. Repeatedly. Apparently, they're releasing abuse claims that are linked to at least 30 current and former archdiocese priests that will soon be made public. So my question is, what else are you hiding? What about the rest of the church? Because it's my understanding that it is an organized religion and that it comes from the top down. So folks at home, you need to all rise up and go, hey, Catholics, are you guys the child molestation religion or what the fuck? It's seriously satanic to me, man.
Well, there's also the fact in Green Bay a couple of years ago, a victim, you know, now he's an adult, he was a victim in the 80s, was suing for the right to have his priest's records, the priest that molested him, his records opened up so they could see if he did this to anyone else. The church fought him every step of the way. To me,
yeah, and they have fought
repeatedly.
This is an organization
that enables pedophiles.
They do. Not only they supply, they house the child rapist, okay? Because I this isn't just about, ooh, a little touchy-feely. This is a lot of dick-sucky, a lot of ass-rapey. You see what I'm saying? Like, this isn't just your usual bullshit. They supplied access to the victim. They supplied a place to isolate the victim. The Catholic Church has supplied cover for the perpetrator. The Catholic Church has taken the perpetrators and hidden them in other churches before the law got a hold of them. Now, how do you defend yourself as a man of fucking God? Do you think God thinks it's all right for your priests, your crows, to run around and fuck with children? And then you're going to hide them? And then when it comes time to pay the piper, you do everything you fucking can to not have to pay for what you enabled, because that's what we're talking about, folks. The Catholic Church knew about these molesting priests. And we're talking about worldwide here. This isn't just about Chicago or Boston or Los Angeles, because in Los Angeles they have a huge scandal with Mahoney, the head archdiocese or diocese, however you pronounce their silly fucking bullshit.
Diocese.
I it blows my mind. What's up with our government? How come our government has not protected our children? They want to talk about all this shit with no child left behind and no this and no that, but they allow a child molestation ring to operate unimpeded year after year in this country. And not only that, oh, they get a tax break too.
I knew a person once that kidnapped and abused two children that were like 10 and 8 years old. And he didn't go to jail for it because the parents didn't press charges and kids didn't cooperate with the investigation or something. Immediately after that, he not only went to school to be a Catholic priest, but the local diocese paid for his schooling.
Oh my God, dude. And where was this?
This was here in Colorado.
So that was in Colorado. So what we have here, guys, as Alex can attest to, as we can attest to in here, the Catholic Church is a child molestation enabling device. They're an organization that aids and abets criminals who molest the most innocent people in our society. And we allow them to. This is part of why I tell people to get involved in your governance. Where is the outrage? I'm sick of all this shit. They want to talk about gun violence, and there's only like 11,000 murders in a year from guns. Or, I'm sorry, 11,000 deaths from guns and 19,000 suicides from guns. And they're going to talk all this shit about gun control. All about gun control. What about child molestation control, motherfucker? What about all these kids that have been raped and molested year after year all over this fucking country by this goddamn church? How can you look yourself in the eye as a Catholic priest with any honor whatsoever when your church, I mean, it's fucking satanic, man. It's fucking satanic, and I ought to know.
Like you pointed out earlier, they should be busted for RICO laws.
Now, you know, you've seen some of that shit going down where you live too, right, Josh?
Yeah, there, like I said, in Green Bay, there was a huge case of this, like 6, maybe 7 years ago, and it was getting national headlines too. And what basically happened was the Catholic Church eventually kind of turned over the priest, and they kind of said, okay, he might have done it, but he was a rogue. You still can't see all the records, but we'll throw this one guy to the wolves because, well, there's a lot of evidence saying that, yeah, he did this. So he was, to make a somewhat allegorical reference, he was the sacrificial lamb.
Wow. That is some fucked up shit, man. That is some fucked up shit. That's why I played Dark Funeral, because I really see the Catholic Church as being a satanic organization. They have an agenda that is not God-orientated, that is satanically orientated, and pulls people away from the actual touch and blessings of Jesus and God. I mean, if you're a Christian, how can you look yourself in the mirror when you allow stuff like that to happen in your church? You know, if you're a Catholic, how can you look yourself in the mirror? How can you put money in that plate? When that plate is passed down on your lap in the collections and you're in church, how can you even walk in that building? You know, most likely a kid has been fucked up in that building, because this is really widespread, guys. This is all over the world. This is in England. There's lawsuits that have happened in Ireland. It's been in Europe. It's been in Spain. Everywhere where there's a fucking Catholic church, there's some bro stuffed his dick up his ass against the wishes of this poor fucking child. That's why I get so upset about some of these issues where this whole thing where they're trying to say, oh, well, a kid can decide their sex at 3 or 4. No, they can't. They don't fucking know who they are at 3 or fucking 4, because that's a child molester angle. A child molester wants to say, oh, yeah, kid can decide if they're a boy or a girl at 6 or 7. Sure, sure. And then they can decide their sex partner, too, because, you know, there's a lot of Catholic priests just fucking waiting for their chance to get their hands on your kid.
What we're dealing with is the ostrich syndrome. You don't see it. You don't have to think about it. They want to see their church as this altruistic organization that helps the homeless and leads them on a spiritual path to the afterlife. They don't want to see the realities of what that organization is.
I mean, seriously, here, right here, they're talking about abuse claims linked to at least 30 current and former priests right here in Chicago. That's just 30 dudes. 30 dudes. In Chicago alone, that's a lot. This is why I'm going fucking bonkers. I don't fucking hate the Catholic Church. I don't give a shit. I wasn't Catholic, so I didn't have to deal with it. You know, if the Methodist Church was busted all over the fucking world, I'd be screaming. If it was fucking Mormons doing it, I'd be fucking screaming. So this has nothing to do with any kind of thing with, oh, I don't like Catholics. Go fuck yourself. I don't like child molesters, motherfucker. I got a real problem with child rapists. This really pushes my button, man, because I've dealt with this in my life. I've had lots of girlfriends who've been molested or raped. I've dealt with rape in my life. I put rapists in fucking jail. I have a real problem. This is real personal for me. I've dealt with the damage. This stuff sticks with this kid and sticks with him into adult, and it affects people for the rest of their fucking life. Dude, seriously, I'm like, motherfucker, 30 priests, how many kids did they get? Is that one kid per priest? Is that two kids per priest? Are we talking about 30 kids? 60 kids? 60 kids is a lot of kids to get fucked with in one town, dude. That's pretty fucking god-awful. I don't even want to go to commercial now. We're supposed to go to commercial. I don't want to. It's so crass. But we got to. We're going to commercial. We're going to come back. And I might fucking calm down.
Hey, you guys. Hart D. Fisher here from Heart Attack. And guess what? It's time for a Hydra Blue spot. That's right. We're going to promote some Hydra Blue. Why? Because it's some really kick-ass water. You want to know how I make it through my crazy workload and my crazy partying schedule? Ha! I got one word for you. Actually, two. Hydra Blue. If you use the coupon code word horror, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the coupon code word horror at HydraBlue.com today, and you will get 15% off your order. Now remember, guys, this is stuff that I pay for out of my own pocket. I actually am a customer, and I have enjoyed this water. It's fantastic, tastes great, keeps me energized and hydrated. I just love it. So go to Hydra Blue and get your water today. But you know what? It's not always about selling stuff here at Heart Attack. Sometimes you just want to promote something cool, like Eddie Brandt's Saturday Matinee. It's a really kick-ass VHS store. What? Did I say VHS store? Yes, I did. It's a VHS store in the heart of North Hollywood, California. They're located at 5006 Vineland Avenue, but it's not just for the locals. You can order some of those killer movies you see on American Horrors online at www.ebsmvideo.com. That's www.ebsmvideo.com. Check it out today and tell them Hart sent ya.
going back to Heart Attack. I'm going the fuck off on this stuff about child molesters in the Catholic Church. Now, folks, you may be wondering, Heart, why are you flipping the fuck out so much? Well, if you've been listening to the show, it's because these Catholic priests that molest children think they're untouchable by the law. And these priests who hide child molesters from the law think they're above it, too. And I don't think so. And it's the thing is people aren't discussing the numbers game. We just mentioned, you know, here in Chicago, they're talking about 30 people being handed over, 30 records of different priests involved in child molestation. Now, if you look at the numbers of that, you go, okay, we already know about X amount. Now you're going to hand me over more information. And if you've got 30 child molesters, that's a lot of kids, guys, gals. That's a lot of children out there.
Most pedophiles don't just hurt one person.
No, they're it's sex. They need to go get laid. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but their sexual predation is their partner isn't an adult. They're looking for someone. They're on the hunt, okay? They are driven by their sexual needs to do these things. And it's fucking disgusting. And we haven't really held our political leaders to the fire on this, because we're not talking about one or two kids here. We're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of children that have been molested by these priests in our country and around the world on a regular basis. And we just stand idly by. And I just can't – people still go to their church and still throw their dollar in the bin. I mean, Alex, did you grow up religious?
I grew up Methodist.
Uh-oh, two Methodists in the room. Look out. That's what I grew up. I grew up with Methodists.
I was raised a Methodist, too. That's kind of creepy.
Oh, wow. So we're two white guys and a white homo, and we're all Methodists. So I guess Catholics don't just breed that. I mean, it's all of us. We could be any deviation.
But, yeah, definitely those numbers are shocking, because we're talking just 30 in the Chicago area, and Catholicism is a worldwide religion. And there's other cities even in the nation that have a larger Catholic following than Chicago does. So,
Boston's been nearly bankrupted by the lawsuits over it. L.A., they need to sell off more because they've been avoiding paying. That's the other thing, folks at home, you might not know. The church has done everything they could to not be held responsible. They've done everything they could to avoid being held responsible for what they did. Because if they had grabbed these priests and said, you know what, got to call a cop, that's the law. Because that's the idea. When you're in a car and you go, you're like, hey, man, I need to hit the ATM in the bank. And you drop him off. And he robs the bank. And he runs out. And you know he robbed the bank. You see him and he's got like a fucking bag of money. He jumps in the car. He's like, dude, hit the gas, let's go. If you hit the gas and you go, you are now a part of the crime. That is the fucking law. It's called aiding and abetting after the fact. It's a fucking law. How come they haven't prosecuted these sons of bitches? How come there aren't more child molesting crows in the goddamn jail system? Riddle me that, Batman. Riddle me that. Guys, you got any answers for me? Help me here. I'm dying.
Well, all the money that the Catholic Church uses to fight these lawsuits and everything, where does that money come from? The people that put it in the collection plates every Sunday.
Yep.
The same people that want to ignore that there's a problem.
Yeah, they're the ones that are paying to cover it up.
So, guys, do you think this is why the old evil Nazi Pope, who helped hide child molesters, the old evil Pope, who looked like a fucking Nazi straight out of Central Casting, that hunchback motherfucker, helped hide child molesters? So they got rid of him, and now they got a new guy in. And I'm seeing people online, oh, I like what the new Pope said. I like what the new Pope said.
I actually thought the old Pope, he gave me a very Brother Theodore feel.
He was spooky, man. That guy looked like he'd be fucking cutting off your ball and sucking on the other one. This is definitely something I think we should be contacting law enforcement about. I think people at home should be emailing. If the police are spying on us on Facebook and the idea of they're going to fight terrorism, we have terrorism right here. I can't think of anything more greater than terrorism. Fuck your blown up building. You've got a gang that is molesting our children, unchecked, unstopped. Catholic Church didn't go away, guys. You think they didn't stop hiding these child molesting priests? Fuck no, they didn't. Fuck no, they're not turning them over anymore. There's not been a big. You guys read in the paper of any molestation guy been handed over by the Catholics in the last 2 years?
Not at all.
Alex?
No, I haven't.
Have you guys ever read a story or heard about the Catholic Church turning in child molesters in the last 2 years?
No, not at all.
Alex?
No, I haven't. That's why Chicago thing's like, wow, this is the first time I've heard
of it. They're only handing it over because of a lawsuit. They're only handing over this information because of a lawsuit, not the law. So why is Johnny Law monitoring the Facebook when he's got a bunch of fucking people he can go arrest right goddamn now, and the evidence is all there? How come they're not down on them? Are they haunting the Catholic Facebook page? Are they shadowing the priests? Fuck no. Fuck no. It's bullshit, man. It's utter bullshit. And we the people got to say something about it. It's up to us. The only time our government gets off its fucking ass to do anything is when you, Josh, and you, Alex, get off your asses and do something about it. And look at the issue with, like, gay marriage. Now, I don't care either way. If a gay guy wants to get married, fucking go for it. It seems easy to me. But look at the fight that went on with that. I mean, how long was that going on for, Alex?
That is still going on.
It's ridiculous. And the issue, too, is, frankly, I mean, I don't understand why people can't just be happy with a civil union, but I do understand about that anybody else has under the eyes of the law, and I think that's a great deal of what it is so that you get equal treatment under the law. Now, do you think these children, these victims, are getting equal treatment under the law?
No, they're not. They haven't been.
Do you guys still go to church?
No.
That's a funny question.
A long time.
Now, Josh, why did you stop?
To steal a quote from George Carlin, I was religious until I reached the age of reason. Because none of this made any sense, and I was that kid in the back that was nitpicking everything, how this makes no sense, why don't you think for yourself, and it was basically, we don't need you, your kind here.
How about you, Alex?
Kind of what Josh did, you know, was I came to the age of reason, and I did try to get back into it once, and when they found out I was gay, they name-called and threw me out of there, and I've had nothing to do with religion since.
So when your church found out that you were homosexual, how old were you?
I was 25, 26.
So you're a grown adult man, and the church finds out that you're homosexual, and they get on your ass and humiliate you.
Yep.
That's awful. That's awful, man. That's not the message of Jesus, guys. If you actually read, like, the Bible and look at it, you know, message of Jesus is like, he hung out with lepers and others, and he had crazy beard and crazy long hair. He certainly didn't look like no blonde-eyed, blue-haired motherfucker, let me tell you that.
He wasn't white!
Yeah, he wasn't white. And that's something else you guys at home might not know. If you are in a church and you're worshiping a painting of a Caucasian Jesus with blonde and blue eyes, you're worshiping Satan, okay? That was a device created by the Nazis. Yeah, guys, the Nazis. The Nazis were deeply satanic and deeply occultish, and their whole plan was to turn people away from Christianity. The Nazis hated fucking Christianity. They hated it with a passion, and the idea was to get people to worship an Aryan Christ. If you worship an Aryan Christ, you're worshiping Lucifer. You're worshiping the devil. So remember that when you run off to church, you fucking retards. I, too, Josh and Alex, came to that age of reason where my Bible school hated my guts, they hated my questions, and they couldn't answer them properly because grown adults were outthought by a young child. I got out of it pretty quick, but I'll tell you something. If you need a religion to get through life, fucking go for it. My problem is when you think that your religion trumps my life. When you think your religion trumps my rights as an American, I got a real problem. Now, what this sends a message, and I think it's a very dangerous message, is they're saying if you have a religious organization and you have enough money, doesn't matter. You can go ahead and molest our kids. Go right ahead, as long as you pay your bill, like Johnson's and Johnson's, like Chase, like J.P. Morgan Chase, like all these other giant corporations that commit crimes and pay a fee, and we die, and our kids get raped and molested, and people do not go to jail. But if someone gets caught with a joint, if your kid fails to stop properly at the wrong sign, he may be sodomized because the police might think he has drugs up his ass. This is a really scary time we live in, folks. Molesters run around unchecked because they got the Catholic checkbook. Corporations kill us with drugs because they got the corporate checkbook. Food companies kill us because they got the corporate checkbook. This is all about money, folks. Money talks, bullshit walks. That's what it's about. I just got nothing else to say, guys. I'm so sickened by this. So absolutely sickened by it. Well, guys, we're coming to the end of Heart Attack here, and I'm a little disturbed by this, frankly. I mean, I was reading this article here sitting in my mom's house about this, and it just really got under my skin. So we're dealing with crazy copyright bullies. We're dealing with crazy rapist church bullies, because that's what you are when you're a priest and you pick on a child. You're a fucking bully. And as we know at Heart Attack, fucking hate bullies. I can't wait to destroy bullies. Line up, motherfuckers, because we got a list, and we're going to take you all out.
Power. Heart Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.